At this hour, a public viewing is being held for Rayshard Brooks at Ebenezer Baptist Church in downtown Atlanta. It's the former church of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and an epicenter of the civil rights movement in the South. It's been a little over a week since Brooks, an African-American man, was killed by white Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe during a stop at a Wendy's parking lot. Joining me from outside the church is GPB's Sarah Rose. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Ricky.
What is the atmosphere right now at Ebenezer Baptist?
You know, it's solemn and reflective here, Ricky. The rain is coming down in flashes, and I'm watching people trickle into the church here through a barricade that's been erected on a side of the building. I've seen several people wearing Black Lives Matter shirts. It's very solemn, very quiet. There are two people actually standing directly in front of the church right now holding Black Lives Matter signs and singing hymns in spite of the downpour.
Have you had a chance to speak with any of the people who've come to pay their respects?
I have, and one of the people that showed up here was a man named Dante Carter, who came with his young daughter. He told me that he hoped this could be a moment where Atlanta unites to address systematic problems in society.
I'm here standing for justice, transparency, accountability, and just really hoping that, you know, this isn't something that carries on in my daughter's lifetime. And that's always important for her to be here, really understanding that, you know, we've come a very long way, but for Black folks, we're not where we need to be just yet.
And Sarah Rose, two Atlanta police officers faced charges in Brooks's murder. Are people that you're speaking with satisfied with how the case is proceeding?
Well, former Officer Rolfe has been fired and faces 11 charges. That includes felony murder. His partner, Devin Brosnan, faces 4 charges. That includes assault. Former Police Chief Erica Shields stepped down after Brooks' killing. Now, as for the future of the police force, Atlantans are paying attention. Atlanta City Council has had to extend its budget hearings this week in order to review 17 hours of public comment about the police budget and other issues. Now, others are speaking out in defense of the police. Over the weekend, Georgia Congressman Doug Collins called for District Attorney Paul Howard to be replaced by a special prosecutor over allegations that Howard rushed to charge the officers before an independent investigation could be complete. And a higher number than normal of Atlanta police officers called in sick last week in what has been deemed an unofficial blue flu. The Atlanta Police Foundation gave each officer a $500 bonus. But by all accounts, morale of the police department is low, and some Atlantans are concerned that the police won't be there to protect them right now. So, Ricky, a lot is still up in the air.
Finally, Sarah Rose, what is planned for tomorrow's funeral?
Well, the funeral tomorrow, unlike the viewing today, is going to be an invitation only for the seating inside the sanctuary. Today, it's more for the public, and I've seen several people here who really feel like today is the time to come and show their respects to the Brooks family.
GPB Sarah Rose joining me from the public viewing of Rayshard Brooks today in downtown Atlanta. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.